How important was it to continue to do what your club's been able to do consistency-wise? They tie the game up last night. Didn't seem to affect the way you guys have played, and get a big win here to start off back-to-back home games against Anaheim like you did yesterday.
Yeah, I think we've been really solid in one-goal games, especially this year. We've been kind of comfortable in those one-goal games, and you know, last night was kind of a grinder, and we just gotta sometimes accept it. Play the way the game's played in those type of games, and just, you know, we've been able to get some huge wins, and it was one of those nights yesterday.
Are some of those challenges more mental than physical when you take a look at how these games are being played right now?
Yeah, I think they're kind of both. I think they're, always against Anaheim, it's always physical. They have big guys who like to finish their checks, so it's always, those games are always fun, and mentally too, prepare that it's not going to be easy. You're not going to be able to make a lot of plays. Just get it in deep, work their D's down low, and those are the type of games we played last night.
You had back-to-back games last week against Dallas. You do it this week against Detroit. Do you enjoy these home-and-homes personally?
I don't care, to be honest. It doesn't matter. We're going to Detroit once this year, so might as well do that back-to-back. But personally, I don't care that much.
You're good friends with Nick. When you see him drop the gloves with the big guy, what goes through your head?
Yeah, I thought it was Laos at first. I saw number 7, so I thought it was Laos, but then I saw number 2, so I was like, what's going on here? But yeah, he's an animal. Those Danish guys, they're crazy. So I'm not going to drop gloves with that guy.
When you see a small guy, maybe go after a big guy, what does that do to the bench? Do you guys, is it a nervous feeling? What is it?
We were kind of scared. Yeah. Scared for him. No, I guess I was a tough guy. And like Nicky showed, he's a tough guy too. But he's a little bit smaller than Getzlaf. But he has that kind of attitude right now that he can challenge apparently anybody in the league. So, it's good for the bench. I think it got the boys going, and we were really pumped.
And the power play maybe hasn't hit the back net as much as you want, but are you happy with the timeliness maybe of some of the goals? You're getting them at important times of the game, maybe like last night.
Yeah, I think our power play was pretty bad before that. I think the second power play or third, the one in the second period, we couldn't even get in zone. So that's kind of been one thing that's been really tough this year, especially our breakouts. But game-winning goal, power play, that's good for us. But, we still need to be better.